והקופקורי סטארטס, אלו פקורי המשכן, משכן העידוס השפוקר על פי מוישה, עבוד הסלבים, ואני שומר ענה כעת. So the Mishkan is described, it says, Eilu Pekudi HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEidus, Asher Pukar Al Pi Moshe. It's the Mishkan HaEidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Mishkan HaEidus of Klal Yisrael that was given through Moshe. The Mishkan HaEidus here, it's described as something very specific. It's the Mishkan of the Eidus. Rashi says that the Mishkan Eidus means it's an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechap the class of a Chet HaEgel. But the word Mishkan Eidus means also the Eidus are the Luchos. The Luchos are always called Luchos Eidus, and these are the housing of the Luchos. So if we're to read the pasuk correctly, it's the Mishkan is described as the place where the luchos are, and it's made through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ashapukar al pi Moshe. That's the summation of the pasuk on the Mishkan. We once spoke about that the musik of the Mishkan is not only like Beis Hamikdash is the Ikka, but you need something as a temporary Beis Hamikdash until things get into place. There's a specific tachlis in each chelik, and the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash have complementary roles, and each one is an inyan b'fnei atzmai. So let's try to understand the differences, the similarities, and so on. First of all, the Ramban says in his Akdama the Shmois, and when he speaks about the Mishkan, he says that the Mishkan was, and Rabbi Abichai also elaborates on this a lot, that the Mishkan was a mini encapsulation of Har Sinai. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai with Luchos. we only had one Maimon Har Sinai. We can't have many Maimon Har Sinais. We need to recapture and retain the sense of Maimon Har Sinai, and b'meila we do it with the Mishkan, and therefore the scent of the Mishkan is the Aron with the Luchos, like the Musig of the Aron and the like the Har Sinai, which had the Luchos as the center of it, and a lot of things, the Eish and different things around it. The Rishonim, Rabbi Mechai, is Meirich a lot on the comparisons between the two. So if we were to ask ourselves, what Nekuda does the Mishkan represent, we'd have to say, the Amud HaTorah, that's what it represents. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the Amud of Torah, is the one, Asher Pukar Alpi Moshe. Moshe is the one that was making the Mishkan, and it was Alpi Moshe. Beis HaMikdash has a very different knetch. Beis HaMikdash is called Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yikari L'chol HaAmim. Beis HaMikdash is determined as something which is the Beis Tefillah in Klal Yisrael. It's the Makom of Tefillah. And therefore the one that was miyased it is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the Amud of Tefillah in Klal Yisrael, the Nimzimir Yisrael, Vanis Tefillah, V'chulu Tilim. That is the Amud of Tefillah. So you really have to understand how is the Amud of Tefillah and the Amud, it's Kilu, they're both the same thing. They're both the Mishkan, they're both Beis HaMikdash, they're both the Beis HaShem, and yet one of it is defined as Amud of Tefillah, and one is defined as Amud of Torah. And it's hard to understand how to work together and what they are and so on and so forth. That is the difference. Those are the distinctions that we need to understand between the two. We have another nafkemina between the two. In the two most important inyanim of Ruchnius in the Midbar was Maimon Har Sinai and the Mishkan. Both of them did not leave a trace of Kedusha in anywhere. Har Sinai, whether we know, even if we were to know exactly where it is, it has no kedusha. Mishael Hayovel, you can go up there, and it's fine. It's it. No kedusha left over. The Mishkan, wherever it may or may not have been, even the places where the Mishkan was not strong, the makom of the Mishkan does not carry any more kedusha. The Beis Hamikdash is something that even when it's shemim, it's kadosh. The shalik kitchas shaitik kitchas lavo, but it's definitely there's a makom hamikdash, and the makom has kedusha, and it will be rebuilt in that place. So it's strange. You don't have any kedusha left over from the most important things in the midbar. Even Maimer Har Sinai doesn't leave anything over. Meirach Gisa in the Beis Hamikdash, it's kula mekadosh to makom. Even it's shemim. Another similar inyan, the Beis Hamikdash, the first thing before, like any real estate, before you got to the Ikar Binyan, the makom had a designation first. The Rambam, when he speaks about Hilchos Beis HaBchira, he says you build the Beis HaMikdash only in the Har Abayis, that is in Yerushalayim. If you look in the Rambam, I was Medayik, and I think it's Pshat. If you go through a little bit, there had to be a Shem Yerushalayim on the place before you could build the Beis Hamikdash. It wasn't only that the geography. The Rambam is telling us the geography. Rabbi said the Har Abayis happens to be located in Yerushalayim. It was going the other way around. It needs to have a Shem Yerushalayim on it, and that's the ear. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sheikhin, and in the ear there's a makom that's there, and you have to mekadosh the makom. So being mekadosh the makom is very important. The Rambam speaks about the Mizbeach. He speaks about different kelim. So he speaks about the kelim. Each kli has a makom of yachas. In other words, this is to the Mizrach, this is to the Doron, this is this. The Mizbeach, he says, makomo mechuven heitev, that it needs to have a very specific makom. In the midbar, it had no shaychus to it. So there's almost a mimanefshach. If it's true that in order to build a dava kaddish, you need to have a makom kaddish, ki makom ha-shata'imir alav kaddish hu, you don't have any of that in the midbar whatsoever. You have the machnas, but which will later become mekomos, but it doesn't. So the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, even though they're lechura one and the same inyan, they're both Beis Hashems, they have extraordinarily different tochen to it, and it needs to be understood what is the difference in tochen. What's the difference in tochen, and what's the Seda Dvarim that we go from Mishkan to Mikdash, and so on. So, Reb Tzadik has an akuda, but I'd like to start with a Maral first. The Maral speaks about, he speaks in Gevuras Hashem about it, he speaks a little bit in Derech Chaim, Beremiza. There are two terms used to describe Malchus and Klal Yisrael. There's Melech and there's Nasi. In the Hakdama to Gevuras Hashem, he's going on the Pasuk, Lecho Hashem Mamlocha v'hamisnase lecho l'roish. There's Mamlocha and Misnase. So that's where he explains a little bit the difference between Malchus and Misnase. In the Torah, you find the term Nasi used most of the time, meaning Melech. Asher Nasi ki yechta, referring to a Melech over there. And the Mishnah Huria says, "Ezu nasi zu melech she'ein olav el Hashem aleikav." It's a melech because all he has on top of him is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the musig of melech as a nasi. On the other hand, the word nasi is used in contrast to a melech. For instance, it says Nasi. We learned the Gemara. Nasi shemachal kvoide ein kvoide machal. Sorry, it's kvoide machal. Melech shemachal kvoide ein kvoide machal. Because it says same tasim alecha melech simas harbe. So a Nasi is someone else. So Nasi over there designates Hanhaga of Reish Galusa of sorts, a Nasi or the Nasiim. In other words, it designates Hanhaga that is not a Melech specifically. So even though in the Torah Nasi is used a lot of times interchangeably with Melech, but it's the Pshat, a Melech is also a Nasi. But Betoiras, him being a Nasi, he's not a Melech. Betoiras being a Melech, he's not a Nasi. These are two shades that describe Malachim of Chai Yisrael. But it's not the same. And therefore, in sometimes the term Nasi can be used in contradistinction to Melech. There's Melech and Nasi. So a Melech may also be a Nasi, but there is a Metzias of a Nasi that's not Malchus. So what are the two inyanim of Nesias and Malchus? So Maral explains when he deals with the Chelkei Ha'adam, he says you have the Guf, you have what he calls is the Nefesh. It's the Maral's term Nefesh, when you use it in this context, means it's what we would call the emotional drives of a person. The ambition, the love, the hate, the v'chulu v'chulu, that's kochos that we call nefesh. It's makom is the lev. And then there's something called, and then there's the seichel, which is the highest darga, and that's in the person's head and seichel and moach, so on and so forth. Those are the Maral's categories. So Maral says, the seichel is a pchina of nasi. In other words, like this. There are two types of better. When I say better, higher, above, there are two ways of ways of describing it. One is Lamashal, there's somebody. I'm a very good student. There is somebody in a higher class that knows much more. I'm in elementary school, and there's somebody and somebody in high school. That person is of a higher strata than I am, and therefore he's more chashuv than I am. Then there's something where within my class, I'm the best student. He's the best student. So those are two types of milus. Two types of being better than is one is when somebody is in completely different strata, and one is when somebody is in the same strata, but he stands out above the rest. So Nasi says is miloshin nisius, meaning higher than. His entire mitzias is he is of a higher nature than anything else in himself. A nasi is the marshal, somebody in Kaisel. The Vilna Goyen is a nasi. He walks the streets, but he is way above everything else. That type of yachas, that type of regard is called a nasi. There's a second category, a melech. He is of the same cut that I am, but he is the leader of the pack. And that is, so Lechura, on an absolute scale, Nasi is much higher than Melech. That's correct. But Melech is the Malchus because he is of the same cut and not different. Within the class that I am, he sticks out and can lead. A very, very big Talmud Chacham can't teach a low class. Someone else can be a Rebbe, because he can. To be a leader, you also have to be able to shtel zech tzu. You have to be of the same, somewhat common intersection. So a very, very good Rebbe, besides knowing more than the class, which is the first prerequisite, the second thing is he has to be able to translate it into the terms and language that the class understands. And if he's above that bechlal, he's not shy to being a teacher to that class. Those are so you have Nasi, which in an absolute sense is higher, and you have Melech, who is of the same cut as the rest, but he stands first and can lead the rest. Those are the two terms. So b'meila, when we speak about Nasi Shemachal Kvoidai, the covet of a Nasi, Lamashal, the Vilna Goyen's covet is Machmas, his Chshivas. There is no other reason. You know, the covet I'm giving to him is because he's great, he's big, he's tall, whatever you want. So it's his thing, and if he's Melchal Kvoidai, he's Melchal Kvoidai. It doesn't really affect anything. So why can't he be Melchal's Kvoidai? The Melech is the person that's supposed to be my Rav, the person that's supposed to tell me what to do. If I'm not mechabed him, then it's a pegam in the Malchus. His Kvoidai doesn't suffer if he's Melchal, but I suffer because he's not leading me any place. So b'meila, a nasi shemachal kvodo can be mochel because it's his kavod, and he can, just like he can give me his money, he can give his kavod, of his kavod. A melech, dalach is saying tosim alecha. I have to rein myself, I have to yoke myself to the melech, and a lack of kavod is my problem. It's not the melech's problem. That's pretty much the way the Maral learns up the union of nasi and melech. He says, in kochas hanefesh of a person, the kochas hanefesh what we call nasi is the mind. The mind is really something that is above the body. It's like a malach is to a person, so is the mind to the body. It is the highest, noblest, most spiritual part of the person, but it's a get of nesius. People don't do things because they understand alone. The understanding is not a malchus, really. Masha'in Kane, in the drive, what gets a person moving is what he calls nefesh, which we would say is like emotion and lave, because that's part of the person. When a person thinks, his body doesn't change. When a person feels, his body changes. His heart beats quicker, he sweats, he turns red, he turns white, he smiles. Emotions are more connected to the body, but they're the forefront of the body. So b'meila, they can push the person and drive the person, so on and so forth. So even though seichel is the nesius, but the malchus is the person's nefesh. And the Maral speaks about that when he's in Pirkei Avos. It says over there that there were two in the Zugis, there were two Tanoim. One was a Nasi, one was Avbez, and he says this is connected, this is connected, this, and he points out how everything is connected, each one. But that is the distinction between Nesius and Malchus. Obviously, you can have both together also. And in a certain sense, a melech has an akud of nesius him. And that's why the Mishnah says a melech is somebody that only has, a melech is called a nasi, because ein alav ela el Hashem leikav. In other words, he's on the highest floor. He's got nobody on top of him, so that gives him a shem nasi. And he's a melech because he leads. He walks ahead of everybody, but he pulls everybody along. Those are the two chalakim of seichel and lev, and the two chalakim of nesius and malchus in a person and a klal. That's the Maral's description. The Reb Tzadik points out here that in the housing for both of them, the word oihel and bias have two different usages, legabadiz and yanim. Whenever you speak about Torah, you talk about oihel. Odom ki yomus ba oihel. That's the memes asmal divre Torah. Yoshe vaholim, aholo shal shem, vaholo shal aver. Oil is something. Yaakov Avinu was Yeshiva Holam. Yaakov Avinu was the Amud of Torah. The Moshe Rabbeinu sat outside in the oil, and whoever wanted to come came to the oil to vivakish Dvar Hashem from Moshe. A holim and in Torah is the term used to describe the olam of Torah. Bias, based tefillah cholamim. The you're supposed to be mispal in a bias dafkin a makom akura. Bias, you're supposed to be mispal in a makom kavua. Also, bias is something that is associated with tefillah, and the reason is the tzustal, not the maral, is my tzustal. The reason is that the Torah is something that is not at all of the substance of the world. Like it's like seichel is to the person, so is Torah to ruchnis. It's a world that is be'etzem higher than this world, and b'meila it can't have any real achiza. It can't become part of this world. It can't become part of this mitzias because it's above this mitzias. An oil is like an umbrella. It's not my house over here. It's raining outside. I put up an oil. It's cold. It's warm. Whatever it is, I put up an oil to protect me from the elements. But there is no intrinsic. It doesn't shtal zuch tut any one makom. An oil by its nature, you take and you go. It's a nomad's home because it be'etzem is mufka from makom. So the world aholim is the type of bias which is miyuchid for inyanim that are not of this world, and b'meila to Torah aholim shtal zechzu. Masha'enkin tefillah belongs to the chelek that's leiv. It is part and it is the chash of a part of the world. It's the forefront of the world, but it's of this world. Like the Gemara says, Admasatem Anichem Chay Oilam, Misaskim Chay Shah, it's going on Torah versus Tefillah. Torah is something which belongs to Olam Haba, and Tefillah belongs to this world specifically. Those are the parameters, the Gdarim of Torah versus Tefillah. So B'meila, the Mishkan was an Ohel. That was its mitzias. It was built out of ohel, and the materials were ohel. It's called ohel, and therefore the Mishkan is the repository of Torah. Mishkan ha'edus, dashapuka de Moshe, is the Mishkan of edus. It's something that is. It's there. It's like the umbrella to protect the person. It's not the pshat. I put up an umbrella. I'm trying to get under the umbrella. I'm the person. I need an umbrella to protect me. The Mishkan is simply the luchos eidos need a place to be. The place for it to be is the Mishkan. Is the oihel. But that's it. Tefillah. When they came to Israel, tefillah is bias. It's a place that is. Kavua, it has all the ingredients of a makom for tefillah. A makom tefillah needs to first of all be a makom. You need to be kaveya makom. The you need a bias, and the more kavua it is, the better it is. And therefore, the Beis Hamikdash was shayach to the world of tefillah, and its metzias was a metzias of kvias, and that was its teichet. Let's understand, however, that it wasn't the pshat. I mean, two separate inyanim. Here they had an oil for Torah. Here they had a bias for tefillah, and that's that. That's strange. I mean, it is better one parasha. Hilchos Beis Abchira. It's eich shelo yeh. We're talking about one inyan. I mean, we're not talking about two separate inyanim. One has to lead to the other. The Maral says. In the Mishnah that we say in after Shemoneh Esrei, the Mishnah of us, Shibonu Beis Hamikdash Meher V'Yameinu, V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sar Secha. What's Shibonu Beis Hamikdash V'Sein Chalkeinu B'Sar Secha? I mean, in one breath, what's it got to do with it? So he speaks that it's like a house with something on top of it. Eich Shelo Yeh. It's both of these inyanim are tied together in the inyan of Mishkan Beis Hamikdash together. They're complementary to each other, and they're part of one edifice, two floors of one edifice. And let's explain this. In the Seder HaDevarim, we have a little bit of an optical illusion in what the Seder HaDevarim is. If we ask somebody, there are three dargas. There's the guf, there's the nefesh, and there's the seichel, like the morals terms, or the physical person, the emotion sort of slash heart, and the seichel, the mind slash brain, and the intelligence slash brain. What is the seder to work on it? So you would say first you start with the lower part, and you go higher, and you go still higher, and so on and so forth, or vice versa. No, it works like this. In the mitzias of in a manhig, yifkar Hashem lekei ruchos ish ala eda. That says Hashem yitzef nehem, Hashem yovelef nehem, Hashem tziyem, Hashem yaviem. The first chelik is that he's yotzef nehem. He himself, in order to be mashpia, ruchnius, gadlus, anything, in order to be mashpia anything, the first thing is a person himself has to grow. I can't start by going to the darga of guf together with something else. I need to go to the darga where I'm kula ruchnius. That's the right madrega for me. Then I have to go back and lead the people with that which I have. The first thing is I have to be the one that knows where to go to. Before, when I want to be a leader. So the Das Balabayas of the world is, if you want to be a leader, take leadership courses. Then afterwards decide what you want to lead in and then add that as a specialty. So it's a general leadership course and specialty in this, that, or the other thing. It's the other way around. If the person doesn't have a nesius mitzad atzmoy, if he's not a nasi, Then you can't be a melech first and then be a nasi. It's the other way around. The seder form is there has to be a nesius roish of the person, and then he can be mashpia on others. So the seder is first Klal Yisrael became mufka by from Klali. The Amud of Torah was the one that they embraced first. They needed to be in a midbar, which is mufka from makom. Just like it says Shevet Levi, it says, what was the mitzvah of Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi is mufka from any makom in this world. Hashem hu nachlosoi. He doesn't have nachla in this world. He doesn't have sodas. He doesn't have kramim. Klal Yisrael in the midbar was all a Shevet Levi. Everybody together, just like Ram says in Shemit of Yevlis, that they're mufka from any shaykhs to this world, and all they have is, and they get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was exactly their metzias. And that's the pshat, Lenitna Torah Loichli Man Bilvad. Lenitna Torah Loichli Man Bilvad is that it's the mazon of somebody who's in Torah is not a this worldly mazon. He can't draw his nourishment from a this worldliness and be shayach to things that are shayach tal yoinim. When the Rambam speaks about Shevet Levi, but Shevet Levi doesn't have a chelik and a nachla, it's not the pshat. And the Rambam extrapolates to anyone who's Isaac in Avodas Hashem Kuloi. It's not the pshat. Listen, if you're Isaac in Avodas Hashem Kuloi and you're busy sitting and learning all day, you're not going to be able to earn a living, so you won't have any money, so you won't be able to do anything. That's not the right description of what it is. The right description is his mazon, his yanika, is from a different world. The musagim of Torah are coming from a different world. As long as he's part and parcel of real concrete course in yanim, he's not shaykh to it. So Klal Yisrael's first mahalach was the mahalach of Torah, and b'meila they went to a midbar. They were a shevet Levi. Their makom kadosh was an oihel. That's what it was. It was an oihel, and it was a mishkan edus built through Moshe Rabbeinu. After they came to Eretz Yisrael, they could go back again and now be noteya the ohel in a makom. They could attach the ohel to a makom. They could build a bias. They could be oisik in tefillah and in the tias kramim and leaving over a small gachelos of Shevet Levi. Let's dehear this nekuda in terms of the tochen in the Beis Hamikdash itself, how the Torah describes it. It says vayifka ba'makom by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu met up with the Beis Hamikdash. So Chazal say melamed shakadosh baruch hu mekomo shel olam ve'ein ha'olam mekomo shakadosh baruch hu. In other words, when we give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a makom in this world, we run into the problem that we actually think it's this world that makes the makom for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Person says, Baruch Hashem, I did very well this year, and I think I'm going to build a big shul. I'm going with the money. I'm going to build a big yeshiva. Isn't it wonderful that when we have enough money and enough goods, we can build some great spiritual things in this world? That's the pshat, that the Adam is Mekomo Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Mekomo Shakadosh Baruch Hu. If the world does good and the world builds the right things and so on and so forth, we make a place for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is taking Kadosh Baruch Hu down to us. I don't want to say the word kfir, but it's basically starting from the bottom up. But if we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above this world, this world is not mekom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'etzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshel Ma'adav Adayma. If a person comes and stays with me for a few days, so if the person doesn't have any money for a hotel, and he has no other relatives, then even if he's a very nice and chashuv person, I'm doing him the favor. If the person is wealthy, or he has a home over here, or he has plenty of relatives, and he chooses to come to my house to be mechabed me, then he's being mechabed the house and not the house him. He's not living in my house has the schus to host him. That's the difference. So until you don't have the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menutik from makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not shayach to makom, then building a Beis HaMikdash is kind of a down step. You're saying, okay, now the world has a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's kimat kfira. What's saying is, this is the nekuda where HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes mekom shel olam. And that is the mahalach of the relationship between these two mekomos. Like everything else, we try to understand it in terms of self. There is a in the world of Torah, the Masoros of Torah that we have is a system of yeshivas, mekomos haTorah, that stress the concept of Shevet Levi, of being kol kulo shayach to Torah, of being kol kulo Hashem Bilvado. And the question that always asks itself is, Shevet Levi is 1/10 of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is 90% not Shevet Levi, possibly more, because Shevet Levi was a very small Shevet. And is there an emes in this message to everybody else? Knowing you sit with 100 people and 90 of them will be shayach to this world, shouldn't the right mahalach be to go via the Olam of Tefillah, to go via the Makom, to go via those Mahalchim, to, you know, and instead of a Ruchnis Minutik, instead of putting so much time on Torah, Lishma, on pure, unadulterated, just Torah Lishma, maybe go the other direction. That's a question that kind of that surfaces either consciously or subconsciously. The emphasis is no. To go through a tkufa of pure Torah in Zman is something that everyone needs to do before he goes before he goes into the world of Geffen and Te'ena and Batim and Malayim Koltuv. The reason is because if the person goes through a Metzias in his life and in his way of Shevet Levi, as much as we could have, of Kulei Torah, of where the Ikis Askes in Torah, so he's Toifis that Ruchnius is a world, it comes from a world that's Kulei Toiv. It comes from a world that's Misnase. So then, when he needs to infuse it within this world, he understands the proportion exactly. It's not that I'm being conveyed to Matoris, it's I'm down to learning an hour a day. There's a big difference between sacrificing an hour for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to learn, or needing to take 23 hours to keep my guf alive, and so on and so forth. The tfisa that a person has in tefillah and in mikdash and everything is a completely different tfisa. If the person is started with tefillah, or if the person ends with tefillah. If a person learns before davening, metaphorically and literally, then the pshat is that davening is an expression of a rutzen to impose Torah in this world, to bring it down to the world, or is it an expression of this world, or is tefillah an expression of this world? Those two amudim need each other. The tachlis of a person is each one, the very fact that it's physical, it needs to eat a kazayas, automatically makes nobody a perfect Shevet Levi. The question is how the person shtal himself avek. The Torah teaches us that the right order of development is that you start with an oil, which is Mishkan Ha'edus. It's the place where within Eidus, where the Torah is. All my Metzias Ruchnius for this Kufa is a Metzias of Torah, which is Be'etzem Mufka from this world. Aron Noises Noisav, Aron Einu Min Amida, Oichleiman. The makom that holds it all is called an oihel. The place where people live, Moshe is an oihel. Yaakov Avinu is an oiholim. His whole metzias is oildik. He is in a metzias that by its nature is mufka from this world. That is the first cornerstone in Ruchnius. When a person brings that into his neshama, when a person is koveya that in his neshama, so now he needs to go back again and bring it down into this world. He made himself into a nasi, and now he needs to be a lechashem mamlocha v'amisnasi lechol roish. He needs mamlocha now. A nasi in his own right is not a melech. He needs to have the koiches to push it within. Some people have tremendous yeshiva experiences, but then when they close the door, it's left behind. They were nasiim, and they never made the transition to Malchus. They were not able to infuse or to subordinate the world around them and their own guf and their own mitzvahs to that inyan. So then you have the second inyan. But one without the other doesn't go. The tachlis is Malchus. The tachlis is the Beis Olamim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a makom lemata, and b'meila he wanted a chetimtz of a constant hashpa of ruchnius from lemala lemata. But the binyan of it, the way in which a person personally and a klal builds himself is, the first thing a person has to be koveya is nesius. The time in his life the time of his day, that he's able to set aside for that little gachelos of Shevet Levi and everybody, is something which is mufka from the world around it. It's of a higher world, period. It's not shayach to the world around, it's shayach to different metzias. And it's irrelevant to this world because it's relevant to a different metzias. And just like if I'm going to go if I'm going to travel to Eretz Yisrael, so I need to learn Hebrew. In America, here I'm sitting and learning Hebrew. Hebrew is not relevant. The language is English. But the place I'm going to, the irrelevance is because I'm not there yet. The world of Torah is not be'etzem relevant to this world. It's way above this world. It's a world in its own. It's Olam of Torah. But if you stay there without making the next step, and the next step could be just to control his own taivas achila, doesn't have to be more than that. But somewhere along the line, it's lilmod, and then it's lamed and it's lasos. The lamed and lasos part are after the lilmod. Now there's the time to come down and to try to manage what you have around you. Now a person builds a bias kavua, which becomes a permanent fixture within the earth around him, within the country, within the land around him. But the difference is that it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that Olam is Mekomash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekomash Al Olam. The we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas, Hashem Agdulo, Agvur, Tiferet, so on and so forth. The last one is L'chashem ha'mamlocha v'amisnase l'chol rosh. The mamlocha misnase together is the chsima on all the anhagas and the midas and so on. It's the last time we're speaking this man, Emetz Hashem. The understanding what a person is doing in yeshiva, understanding what a person is aiming for. It's nagia for next man. It's nagia for the tkufi you have left in yeshiva, whether it's a year or 10 years or a lifetime. A person is becoming a nasi. A person is becoming misnasi. He's being osek in a world that's given in 40 days, like it says, as in which can't fit into a world that's given 6 days. That is what Torah is, that's what Mokum Torah is, and that's what Olam Torah is. It's an ohel. Its lack of Shaykhus to Gashmis is because it just doesn't fit into the box of Gashmis. Then, there's a second avoda, in whatever sense it's nogea to each and every person, to be able to take that and to turn around again to all the personal kohos nefesh, to the sviva, to the surround, to everybody else, and be mashpia on it. And that's the malchus, that's the melech. Nasi shemochal kvodo kvodimachal. Nasi is not affected by it. Melech shemochal ein kvodo. A melech needs to impose the order of hechakite. When you come back in this world, you're imposing a certain order. You're imposing a quote-unquote unnatural order onto yourself. And that's the second shlap. So it wasn't just a mikra. They wanted already based on mikra. Kadosh Baruch said, okay, we'll do the portable version now because it's going to be in the midbar. The mishkan, the kedushin klai Yisrael builds itself with a mishkan and an amud Torah first, and a beis hamikdash and amud tefillah second. Moshe Rabbeinu first, and David HaMelech as the chosen.